This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And then you have, brothers and sisters, many other ayat with the similar meaning that we just covered. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبَعَثَ رَسُولًا. And the other verse I mentioned, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal also says, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ. The guards of the, or the gatekeeper of the hellfire will say to these people, didn't a messenger come to you? يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ, reciting to you the verses from your Lord. وَيُنْدِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, and warning you of the meeting you will be having with your Lord. They will say, قَالُوا بَلَى, yes, a warner did come to us. So the warner was a proof for them. It was there to establish the proof for them. And also Allah says, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ, O jinn and the ins, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِنْكُمْ يَخُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ, didn't a messenger come to you reciting or telling you of our verses? Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Didn't we give you life, reminding you, and didn't a warner come to you? وَقَالَ اللَّهُ جَلَّ فِي عُلَى وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. And Allah wasn't going to destroy a village until He would send a messenger to this nation reciting the verses to them. And also that we show, brothers and sisters, the ignorance, and that you cannot declare that person to be a kafir straight away. Ma rawah Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala, what Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala narrated on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa. Qala, and he said, lamma qadima Mu'ad min al-Sham. When Mu'ad radiyallahu anhu, he came from Sham, came back from Syria. Sajada lil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He prostrated to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know, brothers and sisters, prostrating to other than Allah, you will leave the fold of Islam straight away. But look what happened here. فقال ما هذا يا معاد؟ What is this, O معاد؟ قال أتيت الشام فوافيتهم يسجدون لأساقفتهم وبطارقتهم. I came to Sham and I saw them, they were prostrating to their priests and their patriarchs. They were prostrating to them. So then he said, فوددت في نفسي أن أفعل ذلك بك. So I wished in myself that, you know, when I come to you, O Rasulullah, I want to do the same to you because you are more deserving of it. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, فلا تفعلوا, do not do this. فإني لو كنت آمرا, فإني لو كنت آمرا أحدا أن يسجد لغير الله لأمرت المرأة أن تسجد لزوجها. And if I was ever going to command anyone to prostrate to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would have commanded the woman to prostrate to her husband. Feminists are not going to be happy me mentioning the hadith, but كلمة الحق يقال قول الحق وإن كان مرة, say the truth even if it gets very sour. نعم. Anyways, Mu'ad done an act that is shouldn't be done for anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that if anyone prostrates now to other than Allah, he's left the fold of Islam. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وفي الحديث عذر النبي صلى الله عليه معاد. In this hadith you find that here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam excused Mu'ad ala ma badara minhu, that which became apparent from him on the action that he came or that he done. فَقَدْ سَجَدَ مُعَادَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Mu'ad, he prostrated to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالسُّجُودِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ شِرْكٌ أَكْبَرٌ مُخْرَجٌ مِنَ الْمِلَّةِ. And we know now prostrating to other than Allah is shirk akbar. It is the major shirk that takes a person out of the fold of Islam. لكن لما صدر هذا الفعل من معاد عن تأويل تأوله. But when Mu'ad done this due to a misinterpretation he had, إذ ظن أن السجود من باب التحية والتعظيم. And he thought that prostrating is a form of greeting and also, you know, greatening an individual. That الذي يجوز صرفه للمخلوقين, and it is something that is permissible to do for the creation. لم يكفره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بل ولم يؤثمه. And in this case the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't declare him to be a kafir, and he also يعني say that he was sinful. وإنما اكتفى بنهي عن ذلك. Rather, he sufficed himself with just making it clear that this is impermissible. وَبَيِّنَ لَهُ أَنَّ السُّجُودِ لَا يَكُونِ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ And he clarified to him that the sujood is for no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can find in Majmu' al-Fatawa, page 74, volume number 1. So the fourth preventative factor, which is at-ta'wil, making interpretations. At-ta'wil wal-muradu minhu, وَضْعُ الدَّلِيلَ الشَّرْعِ فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِعِهِ What is intended by it is putting a legislated proof in other than its place. بِإِجْتِهَادٍ and it could be due to striving to get the right answer. أو شُبْهَةٍ تَنْشَأُ عَنْ عَدَمِ فَهْمِ دَلَالَةِ النَّصِ Or it could be due to a doubt that has been put against you due to the lack of understanding of what the text is indicating. أو فهمه فهما خاطئا ظنه حقا Or he understood it with an incorrect understanding, he thought that he was correct. أو ظن غير الدليل دليلا Or he thought that a proof was an actual proof, but it wasn't a proof. Maybe sometimes you find brothers and sisters, and this happens, a fabricated hadith. A person who thinks his hadith is authentic. And the hadith might have that the Prophet ﷺ permitted grave worshipping. And you find some of them going on about it and using it. He thought that this was a legislated proof, so he used it. Why? Because I have a proof here from the Quran and the Sunnah. This is a ta'wil. وَتَأْوِيلُ الْمَانِعِ And the kind of interpretation that prevents a person from falling into kufr هو الذي له مسوغ في الشرع وفي اللغة is that which has maybe an angle from the legislation or an angle from the language. مثلا مثال تأويل المتكلمين لليد بالقدرة Like how sometimes you find certain people they would interpret certain sifat with other than its literal meaning. Like the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah Azza wa Jalla told us بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ Allah Azza wa Jalla has two right outstretched hands. Allah Azza wa Jalla has two outstretched generous hands. Two hands. Some of them they said the intended purpose is قُدْرَة, ability. Some of them said قُوَّة, strength. Some of them they said Allah Azza wa Jalla has two bounties or two blessings. So what am I going to do? I'm going to call this brother up. I'm going to tell him How can you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only two blessings? When Allah says in another verse, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا If you was to count the blessings of Allah, you wouldn't be able to do so. Here now you find there's a contradiction, there's tanaqud. You've removed the doubts, you've done iqamatul hujjati wa izalatul shubha. You've established the proof, and you've also removed the doubts that he came with. And then after that, if he persists and he carries on saying blessing, that's when the ruling is applied to him. يقول ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى. Again, when it comes to the ta'wil, this transmission I mentioned earlier, in Majmu' al-Fatawa, page 180, volume number 12, and an example of a ta'wil. فالإمام أحمد رضي الله تعالى عنه ترحم عليهم. Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى, he أصل الله سبحانه وتعالى تهماسي بنن يعني الخلفاء الذين تأثروا بمقالة الجهمية الذين زعموا بخلق القرآن يعني those rulers who became affected by the جهمية when they were claiming that the Quran is created and they aided them واستغفر لهم يسوع forgiveness for them لعلمه بأنه لم يتبين لهم أنه مكذب للرسول with knowledge that these individuals, these rulers it didn't become clear to them that these جهمية they were denying the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا جاحدون لما جاء به and also negating that which he came with ولكن تأولوا فأخطوا rather they misinterpreted and they erred وقلدوا من قال ذلك لهم and they also just blind followed those who told them this information and also sometimes you find that a person he strives to get the right answer and he might end up falling into bid'ah or in fisq or even kufr so Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala he says وأما التكفير فالصواب أن من اجتهد من أمة محمد أسفه التكفير That which is correct That one who strives from the nation of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وخصد الحق فأخطأ لم يكفر And he's trying to get the truth and he makes a mistake He shouldn't be declared to be a kafir بل يغفر له خطأه Rather, his mistake is forgiven. وَمَنْ تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولِ But whoever now, that which the Prophet came with has been made clear to him. فَشَاقَ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَاتَّبَعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And he opposes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam after the proofs have become clear to him. And he follows other than the way of the Muslims, the believers. فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ He's a kafir. وَمَنْ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَقَصَرَ فِي طَلَبِ الْحَقِّ وَتَكَلَّمَ بِلَا عِلْمٍ فَهُوَ عَاصٍ مُذْنِبٌ And whoever follows his desires. And he's insufficient. He falls short when he comes to seeking the truth. And he begins to speak about Allah without knowledge. فَهُوَ عَاصٍ مُذْنِبٌ He's an individual who is disobedient and he's a sinner. ثُمَّ قَدْ يَكُونُ فَاسِقًا And he said, and he could become a fasiq, a transgressor. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ لَهُ حَسَنَاتٍ تُرَجُّحُ عَلَى سَيِّئَاتٍ He could have good deeds that outweigh his sins. Okay, and then you have the fifth one now, which is an-nisyan. Which is an-nisyan. Going back to Jacob aka Ya'qub. And you could use Jacob aka Ya'qub in the issue of Jahl as well. Jacob, after he embraced al-Islam, you told him that zina is haram. You told him that zina is haram. طيب. Few weeks later, after explaining that to him, you find him sitting with a bunch of converts, and he's saying to him, no, the religion of Islam tells us that zina is halal. Zina is halal. He's telling everyone, zina is halal. What has he fallen into? He has fallen into istihlal, making something that is haram halal. And he said it with his tongue, so it's a problem. Istihlal, can I say straight away you're a kafir now? I need to call him, I need to sit down with him, I need to explain to him. Akhi, didn't I say to you 2 weeks ago that zina is halal? Oh no, I forgot. He says, I forgot. I didn't mean to say that. Let me go back to them and tell them. An-nisyan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِنَّ سِينَ وَأَخْطَانَ Oh Allah, do not hold us to account for that which we've forgotten. And also that which we erred in. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَجَاوَزَ لِأُمَّتِي الْخَطَأ وَالنِّسْيَانُ وَمَسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Allah azza wa jalla has forgiven his ummah in that which they have forgotten, that which they have erred in, and that which they have been forced on. Okay, al-farqu bayna takfir al-aam wal-khas. The difference between the general takfir and the specific takfir. Khal al-shaykh al-islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, فَقَدْ يَكُونُ الْفِعْلُ أَوَ الْمَقَالَةُ كُفْرًا A action or a statement might be kufr. وَيُطْلَقُ الْقَوْلُ بِتَكْفِيرِ مَنْ قَالَ تِلْكَ الْمَقَالَةِ And it is said that anybody who states or says the statement of kufr or فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ الْفَعْلُ or does this action مَنْ قَالَ كَذَا فَهُ كَافِرُ Whoever does this or whoever says it is a kafir. Or مَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ فَهُ كَافِرُ Whoever does this is a kafir. لَكِنَ الشَّخْصَ الْمُعَيْنَ الَّذِي قَالَ ذَلِكَ الْقَوْلَ وَالْفِعْلُ أو فعل ذلك الفعل but ask for a specific person who said that statement or who done the action لا يحكم بكفر you cannot declare him to be a kafir you cannot declare him to be a kafir so I could say whoever does this action he's a kafir whoever does istihlal he is a kafir whoever negates a verse he's a kafir whoever doesn't affirm the attributes of Allah he's a kafir generally like that but if a specific person now Our brother Salman. He falls into one of these things. Can I straight away declare him to be a kafir? No, I need to sit down. The mawani' al-takfir, I need to take into consideration. I need to look at it. I need to advise him. Maybe he's forgotten, maybe he's ignorant about it. I need to look into it. Specifically, I need to look at everyone's situation specifically. But the fact that I say whoever does this is a kafir, it doesn't automatically necessitate that every specific now is a kafir. And this is what is the problem of many of these takfiris. Who? Just generalize. And then they start applying it to specifics. لا يحكم بكفر حتى تقوم عليه الحجة التي يكفر تاركها. Until the proofs are established. Again, إقامة الحجة. وهذا الأمر مضطرد في نصوص الوعيد عند أهل السنة والجماعة فلا يشهد على معين من أهل القبلة بأنه من أهل النار لجواز ألا يلحقه لفوات الشرط أو لثبوت مانع. So in summarization, we cannot declare a person to be a kafir, anyone specific from the people of the Qibla, that he's from the people of the fire because of maybe a condition missing or because of a man, he prevented the fact of being present. Now inshallah ta'ala, brothers, من الذي يقوم بتكفير المخالف? Who is the one that declares the one who has gone against the Nusus to be a kafir? Is it me? Is it you? Is it every Dom, Dick and Harry? Any random guy in the cafe? Who is it? Again, there needs to be a dawabi that is put down. Because wallahi has become very loose. Like I mentioned, these takfiris time and time again. Kafir, 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 kafir. Some of these brothers like Abu Harima and Abu Walid and from Salafi media. But the reality of the matter is there's nothing Salafi about them. Anyways, we just give out takfir as if it's raffle tickets, as if it's a small matter. Who is the one that establishes the takfir? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ وَالْخَوْفِ يَدَعُوا بِهِ. Allah has defamed these kind of people. When someone pertaining public safety and public fear comes to them, they begin to take things into their own hands. وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ. If only they referred it back to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who are in authority of them, يعني the scholars, لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينِ يَسْتَمْلِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ. They would have known how the scholars, they extracted the rulings and from the legislation. It's not for me and you when something issue pops up now. A person who was taken as a person of knowledge, all of a sudden now he's promoting deviance, he's promoting misguidance, he's promoting innovation, or maybe he's reached a level of spelling to kufr. We have the scholars, relax brothers and sisters. We have the scholars, why do you need to be musta'ajil? وَخُلِخَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-ajalatu min ash-shaytan. What is the rush? Ajala, hastiness from the shaytan. What is the rush? Take it easy. Wait for the scholars. Are you going to lose out if you declare him to be a kafir now? Is there anything positive or extra benefit you're going to get? Let the scholars speak. They take their time. They have ta'anni. As the Prophet said, ta'anni min Allah. Carefulness. It's from Allah Azza wa Jal. Let them deal with their work. This is their job. They are there to give their verdicts. Especially in these matters pertaining to public safety and fear. And inshallah ta'ala, that which I want to conclude with, so we leave al-irja'. Al-kufru yakunu bil-qawli wal-fi'lu wal-i'tiqad. One can leave the fold of Islam through a statement, an action, or a belief. If a person, our brothers and sisters, he believes that Jesus is the Son of God, and he never ever utters it with his mouth, or he never acts upon it, he prays, he'll come, he'll sadaqa, he'll tell you, أَلْقُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ سَبْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُلَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُّ أَحَدْ. But he has the belief in himself. Is this person a kafir? This person leaves the fold of Islam. Obviously we don't know what's in his heart, and we just deal from the apparent, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's a kafir. Likewise, if a person utters now a statement of kufr, وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ, Allah tells us. They said a statement of kufr and they disbelieved after iman came to them. Even though you don't do it with your actions, or you don't have it in your heart, like mocking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. We will take this in Nawaqid al-Islam, inshallah ta'ala, in the sixth point. That's what we're going to take inshallah ta'ala later. It's a statement. There were some of the, in the time of the Sahaba in Ghazwat al-Tabuk, they were just joking. That's what he said in Hadith, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبْ. And the Prophet wasn't having it. They didn't mean it as from what they said. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, قُلَ بِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِ وَرَسُولِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَدِرُوا. No excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدِ. You have disbelieved after iman came to you. So just that mere statement of saying a statement of kufr could be the reason as to why you live in Islam. Even if your actions and your heart is not in accordance to it. And likewise an action. If I step on the Quran intentionally, that's me, gone. That's me, gone. Even though I don't say with my tongue or I don't believe in my heart. So here you have some of the statements of the scholars. Al-Allamah al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. وَمِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الرِّدَّةِ الْعَقَدِيَةِ. From the types of apostating in the religion, or from the religion, or types of renegation, through the belief, أَلَّتِي يَتَعَمَّدُهَا بِقَلْبِهِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ بِهَا وَلَمْ يَفْعَلُ. Is that which a person he intentionally does with his heart, even if he doesn't say it, or he doesn't act upon it. بَلْ بِقَلْبِهِ يَعْتَقِدْ. Rather, that he believes in his heart, إِذَا اعْتَقَدَ بِقَلْبِهِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى فَقِيرٌ. He believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is poor, or annahu bakhil, or he's stingy, or annahu dhalim, or he's oppressor. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُ مَا تَكَلَّمْ, even if he doesn't say it, وَلَوْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ شَيْئًا, and even if he doesn't do anything, هذا كفر, this is a كفر, this is disbelief. بِمُجَرَّدْ هَذِهِ الْعَقِيدَةِ بِإِجْمَعِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, merely with this belief, and this is with the unanimous agreement of the Muslims. أَوْ يَعْتَقَدْ بِقَلْبِهِ أَنَّهُ لَا يُوجَدْ بَعْثٌ وَلَا نُشُورٌ, and he believes in his heart that one, there's no resurrection on يوم القيامة. وَأَنَّ كُلَّ مَا جَاءَ فِي هَذَا لَيْسَ لَهُ حَقِيقَةٌ, on all the verses and ayat and a hadith that came in regards to this affair, he believes there's no reality to it. أَوْ يَعْتَقَدْ بِقَلْبِهِ أَنَّهُ لَا يُوجَدْ جَنَّةٌ أَوْ نَارٌ, and he believes in his heart there's no jannah wala nar, wala hayatun ukhra, there's not another life. إِذَا اعْتَقَدَ ذَلِكَ بِقَلْبِهِ وَلَوْ لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ بِشَيْءٍ, if he believes it with his heart, even if he doesn't say anything, هَذَا كُفْرٌ وَرِدَّ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ, this is kufr, this is apostation, and also relegation from the religion. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَتَكُونُ أَعْمَالُهُ بَاطِلَةً, and we seek refuge in Allah from this. His a'mal, his actions will be nullified. وَيَكُونُ مَصِيرُ إِلَى النَّارِ بِسَبِبْ هَذِهِ الْعَقِيدَةِ, and his eternal abode will be the fire because of this one aqidah, this one belief. وَهَكَذَا لَوْ اَعْتَقَدَ بِقَلْبِهِ وَلَوْ لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and even if he believes now with his heart, and he doesn't say it with his tongue, that Muhammad is not the truthful one, or أنه ليس بخاتم الأنبياء, or أن بعده أنبياء, or he's not the seal of the prophets, and there's after him prophets, or يعتقد أنه مسيلمة الكذاب نبي صادق, or he believes that the مسيلمة الكذاب is a truthful prophet, فإنه يكون كافر من هذه العقيدة, he will be a kafir with this عقيدة. أو يعتقد بقلبه أن نوح أو موسى أو عيسى أو غير من الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام أنهم كاذبون أو أحد منهم, هذا ردة عن الإسلام, or he believes with his heart that نوح or موسى or عيسى or other than them from the prophets that they are liars, or أحد or one of them, this is apostation from the religion of Islam. ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى said, وليعلم أن الردة تكون بالاعتقاد وبالقول وبالفعل وبالترك, هذه أربعة أنواع الردة. It should be known that apostating from the religion, it is through belief, through statement, through actions, and also through leaving things off. هذه أربعة أنواع, these are four types of apostating. And then he says, كان يعتقد ما يقتضي الكفر وظاهره الإسلام, like believing something that will cause one now to leave the fold of Islam, but from the apparent he's a Muslim, مثل حال المنافقين, like the situation of the munafiqs. وتكون بالقول كالاستهزاء بالله, and a person leaves the fold of Islam through a statement, like mocking Allah عز وجل, والخدح فيه, and also insulting, or في دينه, or in his religion, or ما أشبه ذلك, or anything like it. وتكون بالفعل كالسجود للصنم, and it will be through actions as well, like prostrating to a statue. وتكون بالترك كترك الصلاة مثلا, and a person leaves the fold of Islam through leaving something, like leaving off the prayer. وكترك الحكم بما أنزل الله رغبة عنه, and also leaving off judging through the book of Allah subhanahu because he desires to do so. أما كراءة ما أنزل الله فهي بالاعتقاد, as for doing it, as for disliking it, فهي بالاعتقاد, this is through belief. لأن داخلة في عمل القلب, and because of this it's an action of the heart. And you have other scholars as well, like علامة الفوزان, who mentioned a similar نعم, who said something very similar. He said الردة بالشك والردة بالاعتقاد, الشك يكون متردد, هل هذا صحيح, هل ما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه صحيح, أو, and when he was asked this question he said something very similar. نعم, and this is what the scholars are upon. نعم, and I've previously seen that Sheikh bin Baz was accused of إرجاء, but this is his fundamental belief in regards to the matter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from what we heard. Brothers and sisters, I think it's very, very vital that we know this. I don't advise a person to study Nawakhil al-Islam except that he goes through these. Except that he goes through these principles. Otherwise, Allah, I fear that he will come out of the book pumped up, making takfir and tabdi' of the people. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Shadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh.